few big clubs this season with Bradshaw, you haven't been afraid to throw young players in there. I mean, Danny probably tonight being the pick of the bunch from the season, possibly. Mm. What's your words about him?
Danny? Yeah, look, I thought he was in an excellent game last week with regards to the kind of match, and we really needed someone there, you know, today to be, you know, really solid in defence, carry the ball forward and be, you know, really enthusiastic on the kick chase and the retreat, all the effort areas, and, you know, he's duly rewarded with his work rate tonight and picked up a try from a charge down there. So, you know, everyone's delighted for him.
As one of the youngsters coming through that you have been building all through the season, mm-hmm. would he be up there with the fact that you're seeing everything that you want? Is he the poster child for everyone else now coming through?
No, look, I think Danny's one of a few that we've used this year, and you know he's certainly got a few things to work on. But certainly, I think to come out in the semi-final, you know, tonight and be really solid, because he would have been nervous, and you know they've got a lot of international players and Lions players in their group, so. You know, we thought he handled the game, you know, extremely well.
Was he nervous before the game?
No, he was solid. He's a pretty cool customer, Denny, so he doesn't get too riled on anything.
Johnny, what's it like as a coach when you've had no chance to win four or five games with a one-score game going to 5 minutes of overtime?
Certainly not good for the heart rate or for my hairline. But look, we got through. It was a few panic moments at the end, you know, 77 minutes, and I suppose Ospreys have been, you know, one of the leading try scorers in all the competitions that they've played in, and you know, you certainly, you know, don't count them out with the quality of players that they have, and then to have full time and the ball still in play for another three penalties and 20 odd phases. I'll sleep well tonight.
Did Nice Roland Way decide to make a charity there when it was 2 minutes over the clock?
I did, he didn't have an answer.
Tony, it's been a tough season at times for you, but there's a big opportunity, isn't there, having a home final and also Leinster as opponents. You know, you can really end the season on an up, can't you?
Yeah, look, we can. I think that's there in front of us. It's going to be an interesting challenge for us. You know, we're most probably going to be facing the Heineken Cup champions here in 2 weeks' time. So, you know, I think, you know, Leinster have played extremely good rugby this year, and, you know, to be underdogs at home in a final will be, you know, a strange place for us.
Does that constitute a good season for you?
Well, look, that's for other people to judge on. You know, everyone's got their opinion on it, whether we're successful or not. You know, we won a Magners League 2 years ago and got to a Heineken Cup semi, and that certainly was considered in most places a disaster. So, I'll wait and see.
Will this performance be enough to beat Leinster?
Well, we'll certainly need to raise the stakes. There's no doubt about that. They're playing, you know, with a lot of confidence and a lot of, you know, they're very dynamic in the breakdown area, dynamic in their carry. And they've got a really, you know, really settled side that's been playing excellent rugby. They've come through a really tough group, and they've certainly been the most consistent and probably the best side in Europe this year, no doubt.
Would it be fair to suggest that the type of rugby that you played tonight was a mix and match of the two styles that you played traditionally or tried to play over the last 6 or 8 weeks, and probably was a better bet than maybe playing one or the other?
Certainly, I thought it was a better balance of what we tried to do. You know, we certainly were a lot more patient and certainly played with a lot more intensity, a lot more purpose, of being a lot more direct. And then when the opportunities presented themselves, you know, we're able to take them. You know, we'd have liked to finish off a few more, but now it's the pressure of semi-finals, and that's certainly that we understand we need to be a lot more accurate and a lot more clinical if we need to get a win in 2 weeks' time.
But, I mean, it did appear to be a very clever kind of tactic against the Ospreys, particularly who were counter-attacked from anywhere, just to kind of beat them up first and then let the chances follow.
Yeah, look, I think most sides, you know, realise, you know, especially in the finals and in most competitions, that the ability to win that confrontation area and certainly win that, and then you have the ability to open up space. I think that's certainly, you know, a core element, I think, in any competition and in any across any level. And we were good enough to get that done tonight.
Just a question on Danny Burns. Obviously, difficult to drop a guy after a, you know, match performance, two tries. But a big ask against Gordon Darcy and Brian O'Driscoll, if it comes to it.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what pans out with selection. You know, we made a lot of tough calls this week, and you know, we had a lot of quality players who weren't even in the 23, and a lot of quality players on the bench. So, you know, we haven't been afraid to make big calls before, and we'll have to wait and see. Just because the 23 are out there today doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they'll be in the 23 in 2 weeks' time. Got a bit of a head knock there, so we'll have to wait to get some scans there this evening, and we'll